Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 210, season 9. Today's date is April 1st, 2023, April Fool's Day, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about two things. Number one, I will talk about the Club El Bianco Italian restaurant that was located on the southwest side of Chicago. And also Chicago sportscaster Bill Frink, who did the sports on WLS TV, Channel 7 in Chicago, also WGN TV, Channel 9, also in Chicago. So talk about my memories of watching him on television, and it'll be a lot of fun. This show will be a lot of fun, of course. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray. And here's a commercial from 1976. And I remember this commercial very well. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back with the program. Thank you, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, sales for the third
quarter. 8 hours and 4 minutes. Amazing!
9 hours and 6 minutes.
Fantastic!
Introducing remarkable new Vicks Sinex long-acting nasal spray. Unlike regular sprays, new Sinex helps unblock stuffy noses and decongest sinus openings up to 10 hours.
Tied up!
10 hours? Incredible!
The game?
No, my nasal spray.
Sinex long-acting nasal spray. New from Vicks.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray. This product is still around. Excuse me. It's powerful stuff. I tried it myself. And, I always get a stuffy nose, whenever, any weather like that. So, at least everyone does like that. So, like I said before, it's still available. You can buy it at any drugstore, Walgreens, Costco, CVS, Amazon, or Walmart, whatever, Target. I don't know if it's changed a little bit, maybe a little, because Vicks is a good company. Like the vapor rub, oof. you put it out of your chest and all that. That stuff is powerful. But it really works. It really does. I haven't had that since I was a kid. One time I had a bad cold, and I had to stay home from school, and my mom rubbed it on my chest like that. And they said, oh, this stuff stinks. It's terrible. And she goes, no, it's okay. And she was right. It really works. So Vicks is, also makes cough medicine, like Formula 44. Remember that? So I think it's still around. No, I don't know. Anyway, okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about the Italian restaurant, Club El Bianco restaurant in Chicago. Also, Chicago sportscaster Bill Frink. Before I get started, I'm going to give you a health update about me. I got the results from a doctor, regular doctor, that is. Everything is fine. Blood pressure is good. Cholesterol is good. Heart rate is good. I had a PSA done. I won't say what it is, but it's good news. It did go down. So the Xtandi, that medication I take for the spot on my rib, it went down. But I'm not cancer-free yet. I'm waiting for the urologist to declare it. So one bad thing, my glucose is a little high. And that's probably part of it. And because the reason is my calcium is high, a little high. And the doctor suggested I speak to the urologist because it may be due to the medication that I'm taking for the prostate cancer, you know, for it lowering the PSA. It could be the Orgovyx or it could be the Xtandi, so we don't know. So I have to wait for him. They fax the results, faxing. Do they still do that here? They fax the results, you know, the test results to my urologist and see what he says. I might see him before April 18th, maybe wait till then. And I don't know, maybe get treatment in the form of a pill or go to the hospital. I don't know, to have it lowered. Have a little lower. My kidney function's tad high, a little bit, but I don't think it's nothing to worry about. It could be caused by that. So we'll see. But that's the good news. Oh, and yeah, so that is the good news. We'll see. And I got 17 more days to go to see them. But I will take another blood test before I go see my doctor, my urologist, that is. So, you know, it's better to take a second one just in case. Okay. All right, so let's get started with the show. Right now I'm going to talk about Club El Bianco. Yeah, I never talked about this on the show. I don't know much about this restaurant, you know, but a lot of people in social media do, and they remember very well. And I never went there, and I wish I did, because it sounded wonderful. And it was an old-fashioned Italian restaurant. It was located at 2747 West 63rd Street in Chicago in the Marquet Park neighborhood. And it featured a lot of Italian meals. Yeah, wonderful cuisine like that. And they call it the Special Fiesta Dinners. And the owner was, his name was Henry Bianco. I didn't find much information about him. All I know is he opened the restaurant in 1948. And he had a very novel idea. So, and he had like deluxe family dinners, like, and it was served like for special occasions, like a birthday, a holiday, or just any occasion. And the dinners were, of course, like family style. So you need as much as you like, which is, they still do that somewhat today. If you are invited to, like me, going to a wedding, like a Greek wedding or a baptism, you know, like that, and you just help yourself. And they had all kinds of wonderful, wonderful Italian dishes. And I found a menu of that place. And then I found a picture of the place outside and inside. And it says here, according to that, the atmosphere was kind of rustic. And there were... the tiles were green and red, and the stools are green. Oh boy, I would love to see that. And, you know, they didn't have like a private rooms, not really, but I guess you could reserve something, you know, if you do that. But they had a great selection of wines, like, for example, Asti Spumanti, Freschetti, maybe Chianti, all that. Something like that around there. And so they had the food carts. It was a special food carts. And the funny thing about these food carts, it was a little Sicilian donkey. So he's probably cute. Oh, he's not a real donkey. I don't think so. He probably smelled. And... so they probably served, let's see, for example, probably all kinds of cheeses and nuts and pastries like that. So that sounds wonderful. You know, probably snacks or hors d'oeuvres, you know, before your meal. And a lot of people visited the restaurant, you know, from all over, from the neighborhood. Probably north side, south side, from the city, probably famous people You know, they heard about this place. The reason was there was a church, a Catholic church, that was across the way, not too far from the and not too far from the restaurant, and probably parishioners visit there frequently, you know, after church and all that. So that sounds great. And let's see what else. So I did find a menu of the restaurant, and I will tell you right now what was on the menu. So here we go. Okay. First they had antipasto, which is normal. They had that if you'd like. Also hot crisp garlic bread. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds wonderful. And let's see what else. They also had the soup, you know, probably minestrone, I would imagine. But the Italian items they had were, like, for example, spaghetti, homemade pasta, ravioli with ricotta cheese, baked mozzarella. They had pork chops, tenderloin tips, you know, with mushrooms and wine sauce. Mm. Chicken livers, saute in wine, if you like that. Also served prime rib, beef, club steak, beef tenderloin. It was like a filet mignon, served with a baked potato. Also, they also had seafood, like, for example, French fried shrimp, baked lake trout, deep sea scallops, frog legs. Oh boy, that's some people like it, some people don't. Large African lobster tail. Also, they had chicken. They had fried chicken, chicken a la cacciatore, chicken Vesuvio, whole stuffed squab, you know, with special dressing, eggplant parmigiana, and also veal scallopini and veal parmigiana. Oh, I love veal parmigiana. I really do. And also they had desserts, of course, you know, the usual, cookies, pastries. I don't know if they serve tiramisu, probably. Homemade spumoni, sherbet or ice cream, fruit basket, and a nut bowl. I love tiramisu. That stuff is awesome. Okay. So that was part of the plan, you know, with the fiesta dinners. As for the restaurant, I don't know when it closed. I have no idea. Probably sometime in the 80s, I would imagine, around then. Neighborhood was changing. Slowly. So I guess as for the owner, Henry Bianco, I don't know if he's still alive or not. I have no clue. That neighborhood, I had a friend of mine who lived, I had a couple of friends who lived there at the time. And also when my uncle was alive, he lived in that area. And he took us the first time for pizza. And of course, it was Little Joe's Pizzeria. That was located at 63rd Street and on the corner of Richmond Avenue. I had a friend of mine from school that lived on the same street. And my uncle took my mom and my brothers. My dad was working at the time. And we had pizza there for the first time. It was delicious. Oh, we miss it so much. It was the best thing I ever had. I'll talk about Little Joe's Pizzeria someday like that. I know it's no longer there. In that location, they have a couple locations southwest suburbs. I think one in Tinley Park or New Lenox. I think one of them closed. I think Tinley Park. I'm not sure. And I don't know how the pizza is now. I've never had it there because it's a little far. It's a little out of my way. But the pizza over there was awesome. It really was. It was wonderful. So the moment I posted about Club El Bianco on social media, it goes crazy because people miss this place. They love the food. Some people work there. It's one of those places that was infallible. It's nothing was wrong with it. The food was perfect. It was delicious. And people kept going there all the time. You know, they went, they loved it. So that's that for that. Okay. So right now I'm going to talk about Chicago sportscaster Bill Frank. But before I do, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back after a quick break. And right now I'm going to talk about Bill Frank. I remember him very well. I used to watch him all the time on Channel 7, also Channel 9 in Chicago. And you don't hear much about him lately, but he was part of the WLS team, you know, the Eyewitness News team, that is. And that was, he started in 1968. So right now I'm going to talk about his biography, and I'll get to that in a moment. So let's see. He was born July 31st, 1926. He was from Elkhart, Indiana. I think he's born there, I imagine. And he started as a sports announcer there in high school. So that's great. And he served in the U.S. Navy in 1946. Did broadcast sports and while he was in Guam. And then he returned from the Army, and he went to Northwestern University. And from 1947 to 1965, he was the radio and TV sports announcer for for like a radio station was WEAW, and that was based in Evanston, Illinois. I'm not very familiar with that radio station. So, but now it's WKTA. And so that's based on in Evanston, Illinois. And other radio stations as well, such as Downstate, also in Saginaw, Michigan, Lima, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky. And then he landed back in Chicago for WCFL. And I think he started around 1965. Yeah, right after that. Yeah, like in the mid-60s. He was with, what was his name? I can't think of his name. Milo Hamilton, yes. Oh, it just came to me. Remember, he did for the Cubs. Like that. And he was there for a while. And then in 1968, WLS, they were from WBKB to WLS TV. They changed that. They wanted to create an Eyewitness News team, you know, a very special news team. I think it's one of the first. And that consisted of Fahey Flynn, Joel Daly, and John Coleman. Fahey Flynn and Joel Daly co-anchored the news. John Coleman did the weather, and then Bill Frank did the sports. So, and John Coleman used to call him Frinky. I remember that. And they were, it was very successful, and people watched them every day, you know, because they loved watching them. They were very popular, and especially John Coleman and Bill Frank, they were a little, they had a sense of humor compared to Fahey Flynn. They were serious, especially Fahey Flynn. He doesn't joke around, maybe behind the scenes, I don't know. But John Coleman, of course, someday I'll talk about him. You know, he had the crazy maps and all that. And, but Bill Frank, he was just a regular guy. You know, he just did his job, you know, just that's what everyone who talked about him and remembered him, that he was, you know, he was just nothing special. He was just did his job. And that was great. And then in 1979, I don't know, there was some conflict or something like that. And either got fired or I don't know what happened exactly. And I guess he got fired. And then he worked at ABC in New York for a bit. And then he landed a job at WGN, which was great. And he did the sports, and he was with John Drury. At the time, he did the news at the 9 o'clock news, like that, because it started in 1980. And Tom Skilling did the weather, which he still does to this day. So that's great. And he was there until 1984, but he didn't officially retire until 1990. So he was like on the payroll, but he was probably there, probably filling in or just, did a spot or two. And then that was that. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a segment of that features Bill Frank doing the sports. This is from April 15th, 1982, on the 9 o'clock news on WGN TV Channel 9 Chicago, courtesy of Fuzzy TV Memories. And it's by Rick Klein. Thank you, Rick. From the Museum of Broadcasting. So just sit back and listen to him, and it takes you back to a nice era, when you did sports like that. Okay. When not me, I mean, when they did it. Okay, so here's Bill Frank with the sports. And I'll be right back after this segment. Thank you.
All right, first tonight, hockey. We're in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Blackhawks are at St. Louis. They're trailing right now. The Blues lead 3-2. They're in the second period. The first period belonged all to the Hawks. Tim Higgins scores with a minute and a half gone to put the Blackhawks out in front. We hope to have the tape for you. There it is. And Tim Higgins scores. The Blackhawks lead 1-0. 5 minutes later, Dave Hutchison beat Mike Lewitt with a long slap shot. It was 2-0. St. Louis has dominated the second period. Wayne Babich got the puck pass Murray Brannaman for this goal. And the Blues have taken a 3-2 lead. One final is in. Boston beat Quebec in the first game of the best-of-seven series. The Rangers lead the Islanders in the third period, and they are just starting in Vancouver. Well, the White Sox continue to roll. They beat the Red Sox 8-4 in Boston today. They swept the three-game series. The new faces are doing the job for the White Sox. Steve Kemp hit this two-run homer to make it 3-1, put the Sox in front to stay. And Tom Pachori continued to swing a hot bat. He had three more hits today, is 12 for 19 this year. Greg Luzinski doubled in a run later in the game. Every White Sox starter had at least one hit. Dennis Lamp got the victory with relief help from Jerry Kuzman. Now the White Sox will come home to face Baltimore tomorrow night at Comiskey Park. And if the weather holds, and let's hope it does, the Sox will be the last team in the majors to play their home opener. The Cubs were swept by the Cardinals this week. St. Louis won it 3-1 today at Wrigley Field. The Cubs fell behind early. Tom Herr tripled, came home on a short sacrifice fly by Keith Hernandez, a great play by Larry Boa, but he could not prevent the run. The Cubs had only four hits, but they were robbed a few times. Herr grabbed Boa's line drive. Lonnie Smith went to the wall in left center field to rob Bump Wills. The Cardinals then scored again in the fourth.
Herr ready again. There's the line drive into right field. That will get two runs home. The throw will be cut off by Buckner. Tries to go back to short. And did not get him. He got in the back door.
St. Louis padded the lead in the fifth.
Do a payoff here on Lonnie Smith. Tommy Herr will be next. There's a drive to left. Ball is going to be gone. It's over everything.
George Henrich also homered for St. Louis, and Steve Mura breezed to his first victory of the season. He lost his shutout with two outs in the ninth.
There's a drive way back. It might be out of here. It could be.
Keith Moreland's fourth home run, but the Cubs lose 6-1. They'll play in Pittsburgh tomorrow. I want to remind you that our telecast starts at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, Philadelphia, will you be up, John? Elsewhere, Philadelphia beat the Mets in 13 innings. The Pirates over the Expos. Los Angeles and San Diego are just underway. In the American League, Detroit over Toronto. Minnesota hit four home runs and beat Oakland. Cleveland down Milwaukee behind Bert Blyleven and Seattle and California. That's a late start. Well, the Sting has signed, guess who? Arnold Steffenhagen for 1 year after he threatened to retire. So he'll be in action Saturday when the Sting take on Portland in the home opener at Wrigley Field. And that's good news for soccer fans.
Arnold didn't mean it, did he?
No, he didn't. It's just like I told you, didn't I?
You told us that,
Bill. These soccer players are going to be just like all the other professional athletes now. They're learning all the little tricks.
Well, we'll have a word on income tax when we come back.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the segment for Bill Frank, who did the sports on WGN-TV, Channel 9 Chicago. That voice. You know, he still missed this day, and it was wonderful. That was wonderful. That really was. After he retired in 1990, he volunteered at the Mitchell Museum of the American and Christian Science Reading Room, And he did that. It kept him busy and like that. And then, he passed away on July 1st, 2005 in Evanston, in Evanston, Illinois. He was 78. And you don't hear much about him like that. I remember sportscasters from the 70s, most of the 70s, there was Greg Gumbel from Channel 5. Also, Tim Weigel did that. Then he moved to Channel 7. And also, do you remember? I don't know if you remember Bruce Roberts on WBBM-TV Channel 2. You know, he had the wild plaid jackets. He was wearing that. He seemed like a nice man. I used to watch him. I like to. Maybe I'll talk about him one day on a podcast episode. Bruce Roberts, that is. I find him interesting, So that'd be a lot of fun. Let's see what else. So I guess that's it. Sportscasters today, we have wonderful sportscasters, they do coverage on the Cubs, the White Sox, Chicago Blackhawks, the Chicago Bears, the Chicago Bulls, of course, and, all of them. They do a fantastic job of doing that, doing the play-by-plays and then inject a little humor while they're talking. You need that. You don't want some boring person. No way. Okay. So that's it for this this program. Today I discussed the Italian restaurant Club El Bianco. The restaurant Club El Bianco, and also Chicago sportscaster Bill Frank. I will do another podcast episode probably Tuesday. We will see. And this podcast will be published later on today, whatever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel, which will be Vanished Chicagoland Stories. It's much easier for people to access it. People ask me all the time, and they like listening to that. They like to go to YouTube. Also, be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. Also, on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. You can find that there. So we'll see what I'll talk about next time. You ever heard of writer's block? I got podcast block. I don't know is there such thing as that? No, I don't know. Okay. So this is Pete Costanza, your host of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. Everyone have a great weekend. The weather was a little rough yesterday, but this weekend it's going to be nice, especially tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. So just enjoy it. All right. So here's bye-bye for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye with a little traveling music. So long, everyone, and take care.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.